The United States and China today reached an agreement on the release of 24 crew members of a U.S. surveillance plane. The breakthrough in the 11-day standoff followed the presentation of a letter by the U.S. ambassador in Beijing to the Chinese government. The letter reiterated statements made by Secretary of State Colin Powell on Sunday that the United States is sorry that the plane had violated Chinese airspace when it landed on the southern Chinese island of Hainan. The letter also expressed regret for the loss of the pilot of the Chinese fighter after the collision with the U.S. plane. But Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Chen Zhu says the situation isn't completely resolved.
This is not the conclusion of the case. The two sides will continue with the negotiations. The Chinese government and people demand that the U.S. side provide convincing explanations to the Chinese people on this incident.
No word yet on when the crew members will be released. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. How did this get resolved, Rob?
Well, we don't know much about the behind-the-scenes negotiations that have been going on for the last 10 days, but what we do know, as you say, is about this letter. The letter was absolutely crucial to everything. It was delivered by the U.S. Ambassador Joseph Prier today to the Foreign Ministry, and it did have these two expressions of regret, one of sincere regret for the missing pilot and aircraft, the other saying, "We are very sorry for entering China's airspace and landing without verbal clearance." Now, that's no problem really for the United States to admit that second one because it frankly has admitted that before. The important thing is that the United States government has not admitted liability, responsibility for the crash over the South China Sea 10 days ago.
So did China get the apology it wanted, or did it get an apology it could live with?
Well, I think both sides got really what they wanted out of this document. I think it's a very interesting situation where the United States has said it would not apologize. China has said that the United States must apologize, and we had a total stalemate. So I think it was a little bit of creative writing here to write a document that would satisfy the Chinese side and yet at the same time allow the American side to come away having not admitted responsibility.
The U.S. demanded the release of the crew and their plane. Will the plane be returning with the crew?
Well, neither the Foreign Ministry spokesman Sun Yuxi nor the U.S. ambassador Joseph Prier said anything about the plane. And I think importantly, the spokesman said that the Chinese side reserves the right to carry on the investigation. I think that's a fairly frank way of saying that they're not going to give the plane back yet. And many people think that they will never give the plane back. Conceivably, they could give the plane back in pieces after they've looked very closely at every single little bit of it. But we're just going to have to see how that plays out over the next few weeks. The crucial thing, I think, for most people is that the 24 airmen are going to be released.
So where do U.S.-Chinese relations stand today?
Well, I think this has been a major incident in China-U.S. relations, especially coming as it does so early in the Bush administration. And it really has rocked the boat a lot and caused a lot of shaky business between the two sides. But having said that, it looks as though it is now resolved. I think if it had dragged on much further, I think it really could have caused major problems as we go into the summer with lots of important issues on the table between China and the United States. As it looks now, it has been resolved, and I think on both sides they'll be breathing a sigh of relief that they can get the relationship back onto a slightly more sound and more solid footing.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.